Sponsored by the Saka family and by Yelad Avram Forman for Shlem Hadas Racha Baschana Golda. We are on the addendum to the Amida Elokai Nitzor, making our way through the words Psachli Bibisor Asach. We ask Hashem, open up my heart, let all that's been piled on it to seep into it. Open up my heart to your Torah, and then let it be a Torah that's not just learning, but Liman Al Manas Lasos. Someone shared with me just this morning, they found several sources. The Taich, when the Chazal say Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, which we often interpret to mean the study of Torah equal and opposite to the fulfillment of all mitzvahs, such as the primacy, such as the priority of learning Torah. But in fact, Talmud Torah doesn't mean the learning, it means the teaching of Torah Keneged Kulam. Teaching, sharing, performance, the execution of Torah, which is greater, as we said, Limud or Maisa, Limud that brings to Maisa, so mitzvah secha tirdof nafshi. Once you open our heart to the learning of Torah, the evidence or testament to that Torah is the mitzvah secha. Now we are pursuing, now we're running after the fulfillment of mitzvahs. The last comment I'll say on this, we've gone through it several nights in a row, that language of a mitzvah secha tirdof, the language and the image of running after, of pursuing mitzvahs, it's powerful and it's beautiful. I spoke a few weeks ago when Rivka becomes pregnant and she's confused. She thinks she's pregnant with one baby, and this baby has multiple personalities, and she goes and consults. So the Torah tells us, Vayisro tzitzu abanim bekirba, Vayisro tzitzu. Rashi says they're running inside her. Where are they running? When she passes a Beis Medrash, Yaakov's trying to get out. She passes a Beis Avodah Zarah, house of idolatry. Esav is trying to get out. It's famously asked, why is Yaakov trying to get out? He's in the womb learning with the Malach. Can't bet, no matter how great a Rebbe is, you can't better get a better Rebbe than a Malach. So they say, if your roommate or chavrusa is Esav, no matter how great your Rebbe is, you need a new yeshiva. You got to get out. So Yaakov passes the Beis Medrash, he's trying to get out. Why did the Torah use the verb Vayisro Tzitzu? They're running. It's a funny verb to use. The fact that they're active, the fact that they're moving a lot, the fact that they're trying to escape, but they're not running. There's no room in the womb, not when it's one baby, certainly not when it's twins, to be able to run anywhere. So where are they running? What is Vayisro Tzitzu? Yisro Meir Druk Shlita in his Sefer Lavasesh says, Vayisro Tzitzu, the image of running, is where we run shows what we want. And that's why it's the same root of the word. Ratz, to run, is the same root of the word Rotzeh or Ratzon. Or Ratzon. So Rav Avram Shor says in the other direction. He says, just like when I run, I get from point A to point B faster. When I have a Ratzon, when I have a real drive and ambition for something, I get there faster. I run, I get there faster, and when I have Ratzon, I get them faster. But the opposite is also true. Rav Druk points out, and he says, where we run to shows, reveals where our Ratzon, what we want, where is our drive. I mentioned, if someone were to take a video, if somebody were to watch you for a week of your life, and then you'd watch it with them afterwards, where would it show you running to? What would it show you jumping out of bed for? What would it show you staying up late? Where would we have our attention, our alacrity, our zeal, our enthusiasm, our pursuit? Because where we're ruts reveals our ratzon, what we're rotzeh. So Vayisro Tzitzu, and what should it be? You see with Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, the Torah tells us, Vayaratz Likrasam. He's healing from surgery, he's in terrible pain, and instead of sitting still, instead of having an easy way out, he runs to go greet, because what's his ratzon? Where is he ruts? Vayaratz Likrasam. He wants to do achnasas orchim. And therefore, he runs to prepare the food as well. He runs to the food. And that's why Chazal tells us in Pirkei Avos that have a ruts, lemitzvah kala kebachamura. Be a person who runs to mitzvahs, who runs to mitzvahs. That should be our ratzon. That should be our will. Our ratzon should conform to his ratzon. Our ratzon should conform to his ratzon. And of course, you have to attend Ratzon Shebertzon, Osravid Raivin, Shalashidus, which is on Shabbos during the Ace Ratzon, of course, in the afternoon. But this is the image and the idea of Ratzon. Where we run says everything about what we value, what we care about, and who we are. What do we run to? What do we pursue? What do we show enthusiasm for? When do we have a skip in our step? Where we run, where we're ruts, shows our Ratzon. And I think that's the image of what we daven for. Open our heart to Torah. And how will we know if it was effective? Is our heart, in fact, open? Is the Torah seeping in? Is it penetrating? Is it transforming? The answer is uva mitzvah secha tirdof nafshi. The deliverable, the measurable, the metric to see if it's working is, are we running after mitzvos? Are we running after this world or the next? The here and now or immortality and eternity? Are we running after things or are we running after mitzvos? Uva mitzvah secha tirdof nafshi. Let me live a life that my soul is drawn to and has a drive for, is running after and reveals that's where my ratzon is, only for mitzvos. And then we're going to go back to our enemies. What kind of sorts? It's pretty rough. Volim kalalai, I have people who curse me. Choshvim alai ra'a, we have people who wish us harm. It's pretty rough. I understand why rabbis have to say this paragraph, but why everybody else? Does everybody else have this, all these people who are after us? Why are we so obsessed with it? We'll continue with it in the coming night.